The Philadelphia Orchestra is releasing its performance of a work by a Black woman composer who has all but been forgotten to history. Florence Price had one of her pieces performed in 1933 by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on the revival of Price's work almost 70 years after her death.
5 years ago, concert pianist Michelle Kahn was asked to look at a score by Florence Price, a name she had known only as a minor footnote in music history.
And at first, I was hesitant because I thought, well, you know, I've never heard of this piece. I hardly heard of her. So it might not be that great of a work.
Just after reading the music, having not even played it yet, she knew she was holding something extraordinary.
And I could not believe it. I was speechless. I said, why have I never heard of this?
The Philadelphia Orchestra has just released its new performance of Florence Price's Concerto in One Movement as a digital stream. It is Kahn's Philadelphia Orchestra debut. This music was written in 1934 and performed a few times around Chicago by women's orchestras of the time, but by World War II that stopped. When Price died in 1953, the score for the concerto was lost to history. Decades later, the score was reimagined based on existing fragments, but recently the entire original manuscript was rediscovered. The Philadelphia Orchestra is the first to perform the work as Price had intended in over 80 years.
She has so many different characters in her pieces. You can hear the 30s and such in her writing. You hear that American and African-American influence, dances and spirituals, but you hear that classical romantic influence very strongly.
This is the second piece by Price that the Philadelphia Orchestra is performing this season. The first, her Symphony No. 1, was played in November. Price was supposed to be the subject of a 3-day conference at Cornell University, organized by One Composer, an initiative to raise awareness of unsung, mostly African-American composers. But the coronavirus pandemic canceled that conference. Co-founder Stephen Spinelli said a performance by an orchestra of Philadelphia's stature should make the larger classical world take notice of this forgotten artist.
There is a responsibility in recording history to be complete, and we haven't been. So when students don't learn this music in their band rooms, in their chorus rooms, and in their textbooks, that really does erase them.
Florence Price did not go quietly into the night. For most of her life, she struggled to get noticed by the major orchestras of the time, writing personal letters to conductors, pleading with them to consider her work. But Spinelli says her efforts never bore fruit.
Let's just be honest. There's her own proclaimed, she called them handicaps in her lifetime, of sex and race. And she was very vocal about how challenging her career was because of those two factors.
Michelle Kahn, the pianist, who is also Black, has taken up the struggle where Price left off. She has performed several of Price's works over the last few years. As she was about to perform with the Philadelphia Orchestra, Kahn stepped away from her piano and gave an impromptu speech about how important that moment was.
I stood up and I said, how grateful I was that the musicians were taking it so seriously, playing it so well. I feel that I am bringing her dream to life. I mean, this is the kind of thing we really want, right? It's to really touch people and move people and feel like we're making a difference.
When you hit a musical vein as rich as Florence Price, you keep digging. Kahn has been playing Price's Piano Sonata for almost 2 years, and she's just finished developing a performance of Price's Piano Quintet, which she played last week with members of the New World Symphony in Florida. For Here and Now, I'm Peter Crimmins.
The Philadelphia Orchestra's performance of Florence Price's Concerto in One Movement will be available as a streamed concert through tomorrow.